Tango Tango Papa 1896, February 7, 2015.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Weilser with you, coming to you this evening from Dallas, Texas. So it's been about a week since the last podcast. I've been to Iowa, to Texas. This is the second time. So kind of around. So I unloaded early this morning at Lewiston, Texas, and then they sent this the next load. It picks up at Fort Worth tomorrow being Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And so I came to South Dallas to get the trailer washed out, because the trailer that I have was kind of, you know, it was really kind of filthy. After it had a lot of wood debris in it, and it was all wet and kind of dirty down in the grooves of the trailer floor, the metal grooves. So I had to get it washed out so I could pick up the next load. And so I came down here. I guess there are probably some other washes, but this is a Blue Beacon, where we have an account. Excuse me, well, I haven't yawned all day, and then now I yawn in your ear. So anyway, I came down here and got the trailer washed out, the Blue Beacon truck wash, or they have a Blue Beacon truck wash and then a Blue Beacon trailer washout, which is actually pretty handy, because then you don't have to wait in line usually at a regular truck wash. I spend a fair amount of time waiting in line to get trailers washed out in behind other trucks that are actually being washed. So it's always nice if they have a special place or even a special line that's just for washouts only. So in this case, they've got a separate facility. It's a separate building in the same area. They're, maybe, I don't know, a block apart. Not even that much, maybe half a block apart. So anyway, and then there's a Flying J truck stop across the street, so I went ahead and came over here. This isn't really a great place to park. It's really not the best neighborhood in Dallas, but haven't really been by. I've only had one person that came. Well, actually there were two, because there was one earlier, I think. Or was there? Yeah, somebody, and I just shook my head at him, and then there was another one that came and knocked a while ago, and I did the same thing, and they went on, they didn't persist. So that's the type of neighborhood this is. You'd never know it by looking, by the way. It looks nice, but it's just South Dallas. Around these truck stops, you get that kind of activity. So, I could have, there are other places I could have gone, but, got lazy and I just stayed here. I got here after got the trailer washed out, and it was probably about 10 o'clock when I got here. And so I went inside the truck stop and got something to eat. And I don't know, I was feeling tired and drowsy, and so I went ahead and just laid down. When I got back out to the truck, it was probably around noon, made it back out to the truck and laid down and pretty much slept until about, I don't know, it was probably about 4:30 to upwards of 5 o'clock when I woke up. It did get warm here. It got up to about 70 or 71 degrees, but it was pretty windy all day long, and I think the wind, I can see the wind still kind of blowing some stuff around. So it's still kind of windy, and the wind, you know, otherwise it wouldn't, you know, even at 70 degrees, if it's kind of windy, it can be sort of chilly. I'm about to sneeze. Sorry about that. I haven't been doing this all day, and as soon as I start podcasting, as soon as I start talking, yawning and sneezing. Oh, well. So, I took a nap, and then this evening I watched some videos, and then went inside the truck stop again and got something more to eat. And so then afterwards, came back out here and decided to record a podcast. I was going to try, you know, it's been a long time since I've recorded a podcast on this white plastic MacBook, and so I was going to do that, and it's perfectly capable of doing it, but I'd forgotten, you know, the problem, the reason that I like using this little Asus netbook to record the podcast with is that it really gets rid of the background noise. Now, you know, as far as any kind of electrical interference, that MacBook, that white plastic MacBook, there's all kinds of noise that's that it ends up in kind of introducing into the recording, and it's really tough to get rid of. It's a tough thing to eliminate. I can plug it right into this netbook, and although it's probably not perfect, it's a whole lot better. You don't have the buzzing and all of the noise. It's just, you know, and Apple's supposed to be so great. Well, not so much. So, anyway, of course, if you pay attention to the news, it's, as I've said, the world's getting worse. You're getting, you know, the people are generally, it's more and more dysfunctional. And if you think it's bad now, just wait. You're going to look back at some point, probably in the near future, and think these were the good old days when things were calm, because it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And the reason, primarily the reason being, is that all who sin are slaves. Slaves are enslaved. Slaves are also suggestible. That's why they're slaves. And people end up taking on ideas as if they're viruses, and then they defend them as if they're their own. In this day and age, the rapist has the advantage, because the rapist, what does the rapist do? He violates someone, and so your mind is being constantly raped. Have you ever thought about that? That your mind is being raped, and then you defend the rapist. You're defending the things that rape you. And so that's how it is that it progresses into a sheer madness, and that's how it is that people murder each other. That's how it is that people send other people to the gas chambers. That's how it is that you know somebody puts someone in a cage and strikes a match to them and burns them alive, and makes a video for people to watch. And then probably millions of people have watched the video. And I haven't watched the video. I haven't seen the video. I can imagine what it is. I've heard them talk about it. But you wonder, how is that? Well, it's because all who sin are slaves. The sin is resentment. The sin is playing God in one's own mind. That's judgment. Resentment is judgment. Remember that. And so, you know, and so you, then what's the next step? You become proud of what it turns you into. Proud of what your slavery brings. Proud of You're the rapist, and proud of being raped. Proud of being violated. So it's going to get much worse. And so I pretty much, I'm still kind of reading headlines, of course, and I still, even to this day, I have people tell me about the news. I don't want to hear about the news. But I still have people that try to, you know, I've said that over and over again, and yet they'll still tell me about the news. And I really don't want to hear it. You know, and I don't want to hear about Obama or whatever. Obama, any politician, is simply the personification of the people that exist today, the general population. They're simply the personification of that. And the politicians are not the problem. It's the people who are the problem. More specifically, people's morals. You end up with the government that you deserve. People are living in dream worlds. Artificial worlds that don't exist, that don't coincide with reality. There's a huge, they talk about wealth gap. Well, there's a reality gap. Huge reality gap. Probably never been larger. So I would suggest that, how are you going to be able to sleep at night? Now I sleep very well. Have no problem at all sleeping. And I'm prepared pretty much for whatever happens. And that's because, it's sort of a paradox. But if you can really find your creator is, your creator's not off in some, sky, some space somewhere. Your creator is way closer than you think. Creator is right here with you. And yet, somehow, even though your creator is right here, you've been tricked into driving a wedge between yourself and your creator. You see your creator as some guilty conscience, something that bothers you, that society or somehow society or your parents programmed it into you, and you feel guilty, and you want to be able to do what you do and not feel guilty. So what you really, what the real problem is, instead of running away from guilt, running away from pain, the real thing to do, the real way to handle it, that, because you run away from it, you run away from your conscience, and that's a mistake. Biggest mistake of all is to resent your conscience. Run away from your conscience, you just end up with a bigger conscience. Drive a wedge between yourself and your conscience. You're trying to limit your own awareness of your conscience, but you end up with a worse conscience, more guilty conscience. So the thing to do is to face it, to allow it to catch up with you. And it may be painful at the time, but you only have to face the pain once. If you face it successfully, you only have to face it once. Versus constantly running and trying to find greater and greater distraction. So if you go to my website, I mention it once in a while, go to TruckerTomPodcast.com. Up at the top, there's a link that says meditation. Click on that link. I've got, I guess, about four files, I believe, that are hosted on my site. And they will basically, you can download them, right-click on them, download them to your computer, your put them on your MP3 player, burn them to CD, however you want to do it. They're basically, they'll teach you how to meditate. And it's very, very simple meditation technique. There's a line in the Bible that says, "Be still and know that I am God." And this is it's a very simple but extraordinarily can't explain how, but it's extraordinarily effective. Even though it's very simple, it's an extraordinarily effective way to learn how to be still and allow your Creator to catch up with you. It's the simplest thing in the world, you know, and it's incredibly difficult for me to get it across, because when I do try to get it across, it's like people aren't listening to me. They don't hear me. And it's unfortunate for them. It really is unfortunate for them, because it has made it possible. And it's not just the meditation. The meditation itself can't save you, by the way. It's not some kind of salvation. It can bring you to a point of objectivity, and in the state of objectivity, that is where you can find your Creator. So that state of objectivity is, it's hard to even describe, but I'm in a state of a kind of a paradox, and I have been for some time, because I see the problems around me, I see the world's got all of its problems, but it's like I'm in the world, and yet I've got a distance. It's like I'm at a great distance from the problems. I see the problems, but in some sense, I'm not affected by it. In the sense that I have this relationship with my Creator. I have this relationship with conscience that cannot be disturbed, that cannot be penetrated from the outside, no matter what happens. And I have absolute trust in that relationship, and and I can't explain it other than that. I know this sounds, it's just empty, it's coming across to you as empty words, means nothing. You think, oh, he's off in some, he's confused himself, he's managed to convince himself of something, or he's trying to sell me something, etc., etc. You know, go ahead and think that. It doesn't matter to me. I'm the one that has the reality, and I can't convey the reality with words. You have to, if you want to find the reality of your Creator, it's up to you to do it. I can't do it for you. Not possible for me to do it for you. I can't even give you the desire. You have to find that yourself. that's on my website. Give it a try. I can't promise that it'll help everybody, but I do believe it will help the majority of people if they will give it a try. And then if you find that it does help you, it's up to you to continue it. Again, if you're really wanting to find your creator, you already have the motivation. You know, I can help you a little bit. I can help guide you along the way. But you have to have the motivation. You're listening to this podcast for a reason. So anyway, let's see. So I think in the last podcast I talked about AliExpress and I talked about ordering a home projector. And so the projector has been it's in shipment right now. It's in transit. And at this point I think the email that I looked at today or the the information actually from the shipper's website said that I think it was in Cleveland, Ohio. So it's on its way, and it should be in Arkansas waiting on me. A friend's gonna, you know, I had it shipped to a friend's house, so it will be there whenever I go home, and I'm not going to go home until towards the end of the month, so I've still got, I would say, a good 18, probably at least 18 days before I go home, somewhere around that vicinity. So, but it's going to be interesting to kind of get it hooked up and kind of play with it. Should be kind of an interesting thing. So got that kind of on the horizon. So it's been a long time since I've played any music, and so I like a lot of different types of music. You know, I'll listen to almost anything. One of the types of music that I like is classical, and then within the classical there's a, you know, it's kind of, you know, some people call it church music, or people that don't really like it will call it, you know, sort of funeral music, but pipe organ music. The pipe organ music, I really, for some reason, I've always really liked it. And that's one of the types of music that I like to listen to. So I have a couple of different pieces that I'm going to play. Now this first one is, let's see, which one should I play first? Well, the first one is, the artist's name is Charles Vidor, and it's spelled, that's W-I-D-O-R. I think it's pronounced Vidor, but it could be Widor. And what was that? It's like Symphony Number 6, Opus 40... I believe. Have to actually look. Let me see. Yeah. Opus 42, or Symphony Number 6, Opus 42. And it's kind of a slow piece. It's very slow. It's not, you know, a lot of times I kind of prefer more, you know, pieces with a little bit of energy. But in this case, this is it's kind of a slow piece, and you just have to, you can't really, what you have to do is listen to it. You know, and some of this stuff, it's best if you can just kind of listen to it as opposed to trying to get something out of it right away. The thing I like about classical music and the organ music, which includes organ music, is that, you know, you don't necessarily, you have to just kind of listen to it. And the more you listen to the same piece, you know, then you get more out of it. versus there's other types of music where, you know, whatever it offers right up front, and there's a place for that too. And, you know, but this, you know, some of the classical music and some of this organ music you've got to listen to more than once before you can really begin to appreciate it. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play this first piece, and as I say, it's kind of slow, and you know, it's best if you've got really good speakers or a good set of full-range headphones, because one of the things with organ music is that you get some very, sometimes you get some extraordinarily low bass notes, and they can, you don't really get the full appreciation of the music unless you can hear the full range of it. So let me go ahead and play this first piece. So here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was the first piece, and as I say, that's a piece of music that you kind of need to listen to more than once, and preferably if you've got a really good, something with a really good bass response system or headphones, earbuds. So anyway, the second piece that I'm going to play is quite a bit more lively. And there, I don't know, some people might consider this piece annoying. It's certainly, there are people that would consider it non-musical. But, you know, and even one person sort of described it as torture music. But I actually like this piece. There's something really appealing about this piece of music. I really like it. And I've listened to it over, I've listened to this, you know, hundreds of times probably. And I like the, it's a piece of music. It's from, or the composer's name is Oliver Masson. And this was from 1935. Oliver Masson was an organist. And, you know, also a composer for the pipe organ. And so, you know, and he was French composer. So the name of this translates into English as God Among Us. The French is, I can't pronounce it, you know, it's Du Paranoi or something or other. So God Among Us is what it translates into. And as I say, it's very lively. And it can be very loud, especially towards the end. It really gets, you know, as loud as it possibly can, and it kind of puts, you know, whatever. Well, it certainly put the organ to the test, and you know, and you can certainly use this piece to put your stereo system to the test. So here we go with the second piece.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was the second piece, translation, God Among Us. And I don't know, that piece, I really like it, but it's not very melodic, for one thing. You could call that a more difficult piece of music to appreciate, but really like that piece of music. So anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this off, see if I can get headed to bed. I should be able to sleep. I was drowsy earlier today, so I did take a nap, but I don't think I'm going to have any problem sleeping this evening. You know, at least I don't think so. So anyhow, hope everyone has a great weekend, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.